sweetest friends, this year should be a special schutz for my most beloved friend, Reb Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who is the inspiration behind these shiurim. It's well known that it's brought in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishnah Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by Asara Ma'amaros. There's a difference between a Maimer and a Tzivui. A Tzivui is where we're a mitzav is somebody, we command somebody to do a Maisa. So the carrying out min hakoach al hapoel, from potential to actuality, is talui in a maisa of somebody else. But a maimer is just establishing a fact, and it's not talui in whether somebody else is mekayim it. The ma'amaros of Hashem are kayim la'ad. Anything that's created has a kiyum la'netzach, but mitzvahs Hashem are talui in those who fulfill the mitzvahs. The first dibra in the Aseres HaDibras is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but it wasn't said as a tzivui, but rather as a maimer, as a kfiyasu, as establishing a fact that Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Then you have the next dibra, Lo Yelech Elohim Achrim Al Panai. So L'chora, it's tautology. It's just repeating itself. If we already said that Hashem is Elohim, why do we have to tell us, Lo Yelecha? So the Sfasemis relates to this question. This is Tov Reish Lamed Hei, Dibur Amaschilu Maimer. Omer HaRebbe, Umaimer Anochi Hashem Lokechu Kaim Lad. This Maimer, like we said, is there forever. Kenenu Tziva Kmo Lo Yelecha V'Shar Dibris. Kizem Maimer Hashem Yisbarach Shu Meyuchad, Lios Elokei Yisrael. This is something that can never be changed. This mimer is that. It's not a tzivui telling you what to do. It's just establishing a fact that God is our God. And therefore it says, Lachain kos ksiv, Lo yelech Elohim achrim al panai perish kevan shebechol ofen. Ani elokeichem, Lachain yoter tzichim lishmor etzman. Kamo shekatuv, hamachisim oti al panai. Since it can never be changed that I'm your God, you have to be very careful not to get me angry by choosing other gods, because I'm always going to be your God. It's always Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and therefore you shouldn't get me angry. So the second Dibra is an outgrowth of the first Dibra. The first Dibra is on Hashem, that's the fact. And Memela, don't get me angry and choose other gods. God's Malchus is a very big yisod of this Vasemis. It's in our hands. How much we're Mamlich Hashem? Fima Hashem Akablim al Atzmo, Malchus Yisbarach, Kmokain is Galik of Old Malchus HaKol Nevraim. To the extent that we're Makabal of Old Malchus, it's going to be revealed in all the Nevraim. Shalakus Yisbarach Nimshach Lakol al Yidei B'nei Yisrael. God's godliness is drawn to everybody through the Jewish people. V'zeo shekasev, and that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. To the extent that we make Him our God, He's going to be God. It's in our hands. It says you're the Mamleches Kohanim. What does it mean we're Mamleches Kohanim? We are like the ministers in His kingship. We're exalted, and our job is to be Mamlech Hashem, like the ministers that they establish the king. So to the Jewish people, we're Mamlech Hashem and all the creations. Kufima shekiblu b'nei Yisrael all malchus shemayim b'matan Torah kein haya b'chlal abriya. Kuma shekasa b'gamar shegam umas yod nekei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholet al hakol v'karon le'elokei de'elokaya. The more that we were makabel, the extent we were makabel all malchus shemayim b'matan Torah, so it was in all of creation, like it says in the Gemara. That even the Goyim know, Menachas Tav Kuf Yod, They call him the God of gods. So even the Goyim will believe in a lot of gods. Some of them, anyway, believe that he's the God of gods. Some of these of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, with this creation was fixed when we were in Kabbalah as Hashem. Besides the Malik, who wasn't Machni himself, who didn't subordinate himself. And therefore, he's not going to have any existence in the future. And all the other nations have some sort of spark, some sort of connection to Kedusha. V'zeh shekasuv reishis goyim amalek perish shalakach lo reishis shekafa legamrei b'yikar. What's pshat reishis goyim amalek? That he took for himself the reishis. He went to the beginning. And he was kofir in that reishis. Reishis goyim amalek. L'kach achriso ade oved. And therefore the pasuk says, continues and says, and in the end he's going to be destroyed. Hashem came to Sharumus. It's not so with the other nations. They're not going to be destroyed in the end. They still have it. They have existence in the future, but not Amalek. So Amalek was kofir b'ikar. Therefore we have to hate Amalek. If not for him, everything would have been fixed. Like in the future. And because of him, the God's throne is not complete, like it says. Nishba Hashem, Shein Shemo Shalim, and Kisva Shalim, and Shemo Chazar Shalom Malek. And then Hashem Echad Shemo Echad, likewise says Shemo Yud Zayin. Chen Mocho and Chen, therefore, his name must be erased. We're moving on now to Sfasemis, Tov Reish Lamed Vav. The last piece. Ibn Ezra Hikshah Lo Sachmot, Betirates. Ibn Ezra says, how could it be that I can't be chomed? I desire something. If I desire something, so how can you tell me not to desire it? How can you command me what to feel and what not to feel? It's natural. And Ibn Ezra, to answer the kashi, brings the famous mashal. Would somebody want to marry the princess, a simple villager? Guy's a farmer and he wants to marry the king's daughter. Come on, this beautiful girl worth all of her jewelry and daughter of the king, and this simple little farmer is going to marry her? Now he doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance. So therefore we should know that anything that belongs to everybody else is like this princess. We don't have it. It's not ours. It's not shy to us at all. No connection. So that's the Ibn Ezra. So Sema says differently. So Sema says, of course you should have chemda. Have chemda for Hashem. Have chemda for Avodah Hashem. Al zeh rotel ratzonoch b'nei ratzono. Shemivata yiratzon for his ratzon. V'hashuzeh ba achar kiyum mitzvos eseh ba'ava. Ach mikodem tzivsur merak ha'pshutim gzeirat ha'melech k'divrei Ibn Ezra. Sema says, first of all, desire Hashem. Desire Hashem, then you won't desire anything in this world. And also, it could be that it's a mahalach. First, we have the Ibn Ezra's mahalach of Sur Meira. You have no chance. Stay away. And then you get to the Asay Tov, and then you get to the Ava. It's both true. First, stay away from the bad, and then desire what's good. We're still in Tov Reish Lamed Vav. Now we're going back. Dibur Amaschil Bapasuk. Bapasuk Sheish Tzomim Tavodu V'asiso Kol Melachtecha Perish Rashi Sheyakiyu L'Kol Melachtecha Asuya. You should view it as if all of your work is done. Perish Al Yedei Zeh Nasev V'Nigmar Bem Is Kol Melachtecha Al Yedei Zeh Sheminech HaFeitzav Bavur Shvitzah Shabbos. So what's Shah working 6 days? You have to really work. So Rashi says, that you should see on Shabbos as if all of your work is done. In other words, it's not a commandment on the weekday, it's a commandment on Shabbos. And Shabbos, you have to just distance yourself from all vachtika machshavas, all weekday type thoughts. That's Rashi bepashtis. And the Sfasemis adds ba'amkus beperish Rashi. That it's a haftacha. If you leave all of your things for Shavisa Shabbos, you're going to have the bracha of Shabbos and you're going to have everything you need. And this applies not only to the Gashmias but to the Ruchnias also. Adam Lamal Yulad, we're in this world to toil, but on Shabbos, Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. So on Shabbos, we're able to stop toiling and worrying about this world, just relax. Even the Melchemes HaYetzer. 6 days, we're working, we're toiling. Melchemes HaYetzer, our job. And then Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. He's going to fulfill both your spiritual and physical needs. But the important thing is to relax. This last time it says, "Pshat pasuk ki Hashem Yisbarach Nosin Yom Shabbos leMenucha Shkol Avodas Hamutalim Odom Yaseh Rak Miyamase." Or b'Shabbos Kodesh Ain Tzarech Avoda B'Shum Dover Af Mechemes Yitzah Harid Chsiv Sheish Samim Tavod. Pshat the pasuk is that Hashem gave us Menucha from all our avodas that we have to do during the week. Shabbos you don't need any avoda, even Mechemes Yitzah Sheish Samim Tavod. And we makeim the avodah karvazim may kano kaim avodah koray az v'yom hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecha. Ma'ashen margisha menucha koray b'Shabbos l'adei chitzaron avodah b'chol. He says, you know what the problem is? We're not working hard enough during the 6 days to fight our yetzer. And therefore on Shabbos we don't feel relaxed. But if 6 days we would have that melchama, then on Shabbos we feel more relaxed. Like a person who works all week long, he really appreciates Shabbos, but some people don't have a job, some people are unemployed. Like me. So I just sit and learn, Baruch Hashem. So all week long is Shabbos. What Melchemes HaYetzer is there? Should I go with the Mahalach of the Pnei Yoshua, or should I go with the Mahalach of the Avnei Milum? So it's a different type, it's not such a Melchemes HaYetzer. When a person is fighting the Melchemes HaYetzer on Shabbos, he feels the rest. Somebody who toils on Erev Shabbos gets to rest on Shabbos. The Achilas Shabbos, Mishatarach Be'er Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos, when you eat on Shabbos, it's if you toil, you're really going to enjoy Shabbos if you toil during the week. The Melchemes HaYetzer, both in Avodah, in physical Avodah, and also in spiritual Avodah, that's the Arikar. But nevertheless, there's still an Eitzah. Aval Pichein. When Shabbos comes and a person sees, I'm not holding, I'm not there, and then he does tshuva me'ava to be mekabel aretz Shabbos, then he can also get the bracha of Shabbos. In one moment, betakin hakol can fix everything. And through that tshuka for Shabbos, all the ma'isim are finished. That's what gives him a shleimus. That's what's going to give him the bracha of Shabbos. And that's what it means. The kachnemer of sisa kom lachtecha sheish b'koch is dapkus el Shabbos lahashim kol chisaron avodah b'chol. Sisa kom lachtecha means the pasuk is promising us that if you're dabik b'Shabbos, then it's going to fix everything you didn't do during the week. It's going to be mashlem all that you lacked during the week. So if you didn't do the proper Mechemes HaEitzu during the week, but you're properly Mekabel Shabbos, then that fixes that pagam, that blemish, and the person becomes a Baal Tshuva Gemur, becomes Dovek B'Hashem. So Hashemus continues. Now we're in Tav Reish Lamed Zayin. Zochet Semesh Shabbos L'Katshei. Shesh Yisiyam Yitavot V'Yasisa Kom L'Achtecha. So the Pasuk says, remember Shabbos, 6 days you should work, and do all, 6 days you should work and do all your work. Rashi says, K'shetavo Shabbos, Yabeinecha Kilo Kom L'Achtecha. So it's a Shesh Yisiyam Yitavot V'Yasisa Kom L'Achtecha. You don't even need V'Yasisa Kom L'Achtecha. Shesh Yisiyam Yitavot. You don't even need Shesh Yom Tavod. But once you have Shesh Yom Tavod, so then what do you need to come Lachtecha? So Rashi says, when Shabbos comes, it should be in your eyes as if all of your malach is done. Shalot Tahara Achar Malacha. You shouldn't think about malacha. So we learn now that the Sfasema says that Menuchas Shabbos is Talib Avodah Shesh Sayamim. If you toil, you do Mechemes HaEitzu for 6 days, you're going to probably be able to rest on Shabbos. But now, he goes a little bit differently. Based on the Orachaim, because Orachaim says that the part of the Bracha of Hashem is that 6 days you could do the work of 7 days. And that's why you're not going to have to work on Shabbos. And so Hashem says that it's tallying you. The more you mashbis yourself on Shabbos for Ratzon Hashem, the better you're going to be able to do your work on 6 days for seven. Let's see inside. Again, Tav Reish Lamed Zayin Zachar. Rashi Pirush Yekil Kol Lachtech Asuya Uvorachayim Pirush Yibracha Kesheish B'sheishes Hayomim Tuchal Lassos Kol Melachtech Avolot Tzitzarech Lavodas Yom HaShabbos. That 6 days you can do all your melacha and you're not going to need the Avod of Shabbos V'Hemes, because you're going to be able to finish everything in 6 days. V'Hemes Kizos HaBracha Hiyal Yidei Zeh. That's only if you look at all your work as if it's done. Shabbos, you have to completely put your mind at rest. All your work is done. You don't think about your work. You don't think about money for the because of the will of Hashem. And through this, your malacha comes truly without lacking. And that's by being makdim. If you're makdim, zachar siyam Shabbos lekatshoi. If you have a proper Shabbos, Memeli, you'll be zochet to sheshes yomim tavod v'yasisa kol melachtecha. You'll be able to finish up all your work in 6 days, 7 days of work in 6 days. V'nei azachiri hu b'chol, he b'Shabbos hu etzem hayom. So what does this inyan of zachira mean? You remember something which isn't in the present, either past or future. When you're far away, you have to remember. When you're in the matzav, you don't have to remember. You feel it. Zochet zayim Shabbos l'kacha is not a mitzvah that you're Mekayim on Shabbos necessarily. It's Shabbos now, what do you have to remember for? But Kedivrei Chazal, that you remember during the week. And what's the Chiras of Shabbos? Zochet Zayim Shabbos L'Kacho means you're Mevatel Yeruhurim, you look at it as if all your work is done. Then it turns out we have a problem. Because if Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshoi is talking about Shabbos day, and we just said a moment ago that Zachar is when you're not there, it's during the week, so which one is it? So the answer is, explains this Vasemis. Remembering is during the week. What do you need to remember on Shabbos? Shabbos is the day itself. It's during the week that you have to remember Shabbos. And through this, you're going to have bracha in your maisim. Even during the week that you're involved in your gashmias, you have to have a shtoka kutz for Shabbos. have to have this desire, this yearning, this pining for Shabbos. She alav lo lamasa mashtarach lasa b'ze. Mikol shekain shetarach liot smukum vatal masa. You have to say, what a yoke now! I wish I could be in Shabbos. I wish I could be Shabbos. And I would be willing to stop. She akilu kol melachto hasuya. I'd be willing to stop as if all my melacha is done. Imay rotzem makom shishbos melacha lat lats melaracha melacha. If it would be the Ratzon of Hashem that I should be Shabbos from Malacha, I'd be mevatel myself from thinking about Malacha. And when you remember this, then your bracha of Shabbos is in all of your ma'asim. What does it mean? Shamor is Yom HaShabbos L'katcha. The pasuk says, "Va'aviv shamar es hadavar," about Yaakov. He guarded. Rashi says he waited to see if Yosef's dreams are going to be fulfilled. To anticipate. That's what Shemira is. Shemira is anticipation. So it says, if there, you have Shemira, you have Zechira. Shemira and Zechira are connected. Shemira is los say, Zechira is a say, but on a Machshava level, Shemira is a shtokukus. If you have Shemira, if you have a shtokukus le Shabbos, then you're Mekayim Zechira. And during the week, you're remembering Shabbos. You're anticipating Shabbos. So that's the pasuk. Zochar tzema Shabbos l'katcha. What's it talking about? It's talking about not on Shabbos like we thought. It's talking about during the week. Don't remember Shabbos on Shabbos. Kilo kol melachtecha asuya. No, during the week. Remember Shabbos. Anticipate Shabbos. V'yasiso kol melachtecha. And look, and be willing to have all of your work done. You'd be willing to stop right now for Shabbos. So you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could finish it off for you. You love Shabbos. And then you can have a proper Yom HaShvi, Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. And then you get to Shabbos. Then you have a proper Shabbos. But Shabbos requires Achana, requires 6 days of Achana. Requires 6 days of Ishtokakus. Zachar Tzom Shabbos Lakacha is during the week. Shabbos Lachor, you don't need to remember Shabbos, it's Shabbos now. It's during the week. You should remember Shabbos and wish that you could stop now. You love Shabbos so much. And then when you finally get to Shabbos, your Shabbos is going to be a Shabbos. We know that the Sfasemes has many ma'amarim on Shabbos, and this is really the yisod of a Jew, because we're waiting for that day of Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So we should all be zoche b'siyata d'shmaya to connect to the kedusha of Shabbos, simcha u'tuv lev of merov kol, and to feel complete menucha on Shabbos, have no worries, zero worries on Shabbos, and be zoche ליום שכולו שבת ומנוחה לחיי עולמים, אמן ואמן. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends, and I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the financial means that we should continue giving these fast emes shiurim. Shalom, shalom.